Thank you and good morning. Professors, librarians, and counselors at California State University campuses may go on strike if a wage dispute between the CSU and staff at Cal State Dominguez Hills isn't resolved. The California Faculty Association has asked its 25,000 members to authorize a strike or other protests over talks that have failed mediation and remain unresolved. The union is seeking a 5% increase in salary for all members, along with a 2.7% pay raise based on years of service. CSU is offering a raise of 2%, the same as was given to all other CSU employees. Faculty Association officials said that they are working for the raises because their pay increases have not kept pace with those given to faculty at UC and community college campuses. The Karuk tribe will take a big step in improving its communications and internet service for a large area of tribal lands when it unveils a new internet service in underserved areas today. The new fiber optic capacity will serve residents who currently have no cell or internet service and little landline service. It's a key first step in connecting the tribe with a fiber optic line through Oric and down into central Humboldt County. The new cable will run from Soames Bar to an area near Yreka and will be attached to a tower that will then deliver broadband directly to homes and businesses in the area. The ceremony will be broadcast by Access Humboldt, and tribal and elected officials will be on hand for the ribbon-cutting ceremony in Oric this afternoon. The historic ship Golden Rule set sail Thursday afternoon from Noyo Bay, and it's expected to arrive at the Yreka Marina later this morning. The Golden Rule set sail from Yreka in late July and headed to San Francisco to take part in the Veterans for Peace National Convention, and as it made its way back to Yreka, it made stops in harbors along the coast. The Golden Rule was put back to sea after being restored by Veterans for Peace. The ship had been damaged by a storm in 2010 and sunk to the bottom of Humboldt Bay. The boat was repaired and restored and unveiled to the public in July. California residents are far more likely to approve of their elected state representatives than the ones they send to Washington, D.C. That's according to the latest polling from the Public Policy Polling Institute. Californians also agree that Governor Jerry Brown is doing a good job. Just over 2,000 likely voters were polled in September on a number of issues, some of them contentious. When asked if undocumented immigrants should be allowed to live in the country, 75% of respondents said yes, far above the national average. That included a majority of Republicans, who are also a part of a solid majority, who say immigrants are a benefit to California because of their hard work and job skills. When it comes to gun laws, a solid majority of adults polled, 65%, support laws that are stricter than they are now. Respondents also said that controlling who can own a gun was more important than protecting gun ownership. There are sharp differences along political lines, however, with 65% of Democrats in support and 75% of Republicans who oppose new gun laws or restrictions. Californians are still in agreement in one area. They have a low approval of federally elected officials in Congress and in the House of Representatives. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Lawmakers in Oregon are busy crafting the regulations that will govern the burgeoning legal marijuana industry that is rapidly shifting from strictly legal medical marijuana to the cultivation and possession of marijuana for personal use. In California, there stands a good chance that next November, personal possession of marijuana will be legalized, and along with it, the industry that cultivates, produces, and sells cannabis. Supervisor Estelle Fennell said that the passage of three state bills aimed at regulating medical marijuana in the state will also serve as a framework if legalization is approved.
This is setting the state up for a system of regulations that whatever is passed will have to be in concert with. In other words, it's positioning the state to deal with whatever might come out of the November 16 election.
There remains one big elephant in the room, however, and that's the federal government. While legalization has happened and will continue to happen state by state, the feds are still an obstacle when it comes to the cultivation, transportation, financing, and possession of marijuana. Fennell said, however, that the tide has turned.
We're doing the best we can. If the federal government wants to tell us we're doing something wrong, then I guess we'll have to handle that. I don't know who's going to be president, a year and a half from now, but bottom line, I think they're going to be seeing that It's basically a tidal wave. So how do we make it work?
County officials and staff continue the work of creating a county ordinance that will regulate medical marijuana locally. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.